We came here tonight to get started, to co-act ill or get retarded. What you wanna do? Stepped out the house chilling, yes, you know. Went outside, it's kinda cold, you know. So I threw on the bomber so I could get loose. Matter of fact, it was my black goose. Stepped outside, everyone was on it. I said, you like it, baby, don't you want it? They looked at me, they thought it was funny. And out of my pocket came a mint of money. Me and Biz went uptown, yes. Chilling around cause we know we're the best. And then this guy came up to me. He said, we want you to make a record, you see. Looked at Biz, said, do you wanna do it? He said, yeah, Shante, there's nothing to it. I said, all right, and time has passed. I said, the money, haha, and we laughed. That's not enough. Things are getting tough and sort of rough. If you're not paying me 10 G's or more, then you might as well take your contract out the door. He looked at me, he got so mad. And then when he left, we were sort of glad. No, we don't sniff coke, we don't get high. All we do is dress real fly. Hang out at a party till the morning light. Chilling all the time while other MCs bite. I say my rhymes, he does the beat. And you know me and him can never be defeated. We never sing, beat it, and no, we don't eat it. And if you do not like it, well, yes, you can bite it. And don't you go and get excited. I'm Shante, he's Biz Markie. Side by side, you know it's we. No, I don't speak French when I say we. I mean us two, not yes, sir, we. Everyone knows that I am much better. Come on, Biz Markie, get it together. Talk to the girls, you know they are whack. Tell those crabs they sound like cats. That subject's cute and it's sort of fine. But another subject just came in my mind. It's sort of crazy, it's sort of whack. I'm talking about $5 cracks. Running around town just sticking up each other. Ready to rob each other's mother. Getting little capsules, don't wanna choke. And all you do is sit down and smoke. Your jaws move in, your body gets skinny. You spend your money to your very last penny. You walk around town in the same old jeans. And yes, you know just what I mean. No, you're not cute and you're sort of black. You're getting really skinny, only big as your hat. And if you wanna beef, I'll tell you so. And here's a few things that you should know. Yes, it's facts, then it's thief. Come on, y'all, take it from me. I was told to stay away. This is a message from Shante. You wanna dress fly and have some cash? Well, stay away from me because it's like a rat. Once you get it, you start to itch. It's attached just like a... Let's continue with what I said. Cause this is something playing in your head. Cause we come to parties just to have action. Just to prove to you that I'm not Michael Jackson. Rap so strong and rap so deaf. Rap till I get out of breath. Now we have introduced to you me and Biz the Def Fresh Crew.
that chill, that is the we said chill. To make a rap and chill, then you know I will fulfill. Make a couple of mil as I build a guild for all the rappers to scale and kill the weak rappers and no frill. Hang him in effigy, FC's a sucker. Hang him to the left of me, cause my right hand man is my mic stand and the microphone that I own, and my game plan is keep it at a steady pace. Ain't no reason to rush, it ain't no race. I'ma hit the top just when I wanna, and it's a matter of time, and I'm gonna, cause I know when to go ahead enter the classic Modi rap that sent ya running around, holding your head, asking your homeboy, yo man, you heard what he said? Another funky rhythm, look at your man and give him a high five, cause I'm live, run around with him, telling everybody hanging out on the block, it's time to wake up, check the clock. Punch it. I go work. I build a rhyme, sometimes it climbs so erect. Skyscrapers look like atoms, cause electrons rolling in patterns. Writing out word after word with each letter, it becomes visibly better. Cause my foundation built a nation of rappers, and after I came off vacation, I came to roam the land to own, stand alone on the microphone. Daddy's home, so open the door. Playtime is over. Time to go to work, work to show the suckers in the place who run their face. A taste of the bass, and who's the ace? Start the race. I'm coming in first. With each verse, I build a curse. So rappers can't catch Modi's rapture, and after I have to, I have to slap your senseless with endless rhyme. Don't pretend this is anything short of stupendous. And when this rhyme is done, your mind will become so trapped in the rap, you lust another one. But you gotta wait, it takes time. I don't write, I build a rhyme. Draw the plans, strap the diagrams, an architect in effect, and it slams. And if it's weak when I'm done, renovate and build another one. I go work. Like a punch, my rhyme rocks you. Sometimes it knocks you so hard it stops you dead in your track. So power back, before you can react, you're flat on your back. Down for the count, get up and dismount, cause I'm coming with an endless amount of rhymes in a hurry, like a flurry, a collage, a camouflage, a power punch. But don't worry, knowledge is an antidote. I got hands that smoke, writing at the speed of light within sight. I wrote rhymes on a level so you can't relate, unless you're intelligent, so stay awake. Sleepwalkers, slick talkers, this time a native New Yorkers. Riding a crescendo wave to say the mental state of the fan, so he can understand my pencils, writing the rhyme in its highest form. And I'ma drop it on you like a bomb, and when it explodes, I'll blow up a few casualties. But so what if you slow, you blow, you know you go. I flow, I throw on pro, I go. This. When you hear me, you'll compare me to a prophet for profit. Not merely putting words together for recreation. Each rhyme's a dissertation. You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. I go to work.
That the crowd can sit down. Off the record, this is the anthem. And if you dry, I came to damp them. Keep dancing, all nights the minimum. And to the dance floor, I'm sending them. Sweating, I regret that I'm the best. I'm putting dancers to the maximum test. Using and confusing beats that you never heard. Protect my rhymes because my rhymes are conserved. I'm your hero, not no zero. Just call me Steezo, the fly negro. It's time for me to earn, so get up. Cause it's my turn, my turn, my turn. keep it to a low tone as I bring it home. This is a jam for the rhymestone. Just an invention made up by the Steezo. I'm dropping beats on you like playing CeeLo. So won't you listen and learn and keep walking it. While the track is playing, you keep talking it. Keep rocking the phone just like a cradle, leaving your dancers on the dance floor fatal. Now pay attention, my friend, and let me rock this. With the 18-wheeler, you can't block this. It's something crazy for the new 89ers. Rather you're a senior citizen or a minor. Another Steezo-y production making progress. Against another rapper, there's no contest. The way I'm rocking, it's my concern. Pay attention, cause it's my turn. My turn. My turn. On your march, get set, get ready, let's go. Yo, I'm the rap master that they call Steezo. Every time I keep rhyming, my voice gets clearer. Come up to the front and you start to stare at me. And yo, I'm like acne, a problem to your face, so don't try to zap me. Just listen and learn, wait your turn, step off. But what I'm saying is you're really soft. You laugh and giggle, does it look like I'm joking? Just like a Newport, or you suckers I'm smoking. I can reach from levels 1 to the 10th. You don't believe me? That's on the strength. I do a show, have to get respect, and go and pick up my royalty check. Yo, but when I get it, nah, there ain't no loans. Why Steezo? Steezo's in a danger zone. Now brace yourself, cause I'm about to blast off. Ugly girls, please take the mask off. This is a style that I have learned, so wake up, y'all, cause it's my turn. My turn. My turn.
Hello, welcome everybody to The Head Rush. We're trying not to be that circus-like. I mean, you're the clown, and I guess I'm the ringleader or something.
No, you're the animal, no. The circus animal.
You're the dude who sweeps up the elephant shit.
You're the bearded lady.
You're the dude who sweeps up the elephant shit and, you know...
At least I am a normal human with a job. Uh-huh. I am not a.
You're the dude.
Lady.
No, you're the geek that sweeps up.
You're
all
the big-headed man.
You're the dude who bites the heads.
You're any one of the circus deformities.
Yeah, whatever.
Yo, what's
Yo,
up?
Yo, chilling. This is the Head Rush. I'm Spire Jerusalem.
I am JB the Mulatto.
And yes, like we said, you're listening to the Head Rush Radio, and it's brought to you by Esquilax Entertainment.
And Courageous Entertainment.
We are here on this lovely, lovely Bay Area day in the summer, beginning of the fall. We don't know when this will get to you, but hopefully it'll still be around that time.
That's
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
Welcome back to Ma's spot.
Yeah, we are blessed by Ma, as you always. So
yep,
peace
yep.
to Ma. Piece of H.I.M. on the wall.
Yep. Selassie.
And yeah, we are bringing you more dope Head Rush hits. This is a little more 80s themed. You know, a couple shows ago we did some 80s stuff in between them gangster shows, and I was like, just telling JB right here, he's like, you know what? I got enough dope stuff, a dope and obscure stuff from the 80s that we might. Thinking about doing every other show just dedicated to the 80s and other ones, you know, mix some 90s, mostly 90s, maybe throw some 80s stuff in there where it's fit, maybe kind of do some theme shows in between or something like that. I mean, some talk with some people, maybe to get something done, you know?
Something
done, and yes, but we always are very happy to be able to bring you music, and we are very grateful to our listeners and our
yes,
subscribers.
Thank you very much.
And followers.
And yes. Newcomers.
Newcomers.
We get a lot of new friends.
Exactly. You know? And dude, we have like a following in China.
And actually, I'd like to say that recently we broke into the top 1,000.
Did we?
We did.
When?
We like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, we broke into the top 1,000 for all of the podcasts in our category. So
okay.
That was very that was nice. Good. So thank you all very much.
I think that's not the first for our category. That's not the first time we've done.
No, not for a top 1,000.
I think
we were like 9 something, which you know,
may sound
still like a big number, but when you think about all the podcasts in this category from all over the world, there's a lot of dope ones.
Yep.
You know, it was really the listeners that are the ones that propelled us to that, so thank you.
So we love you, and keep on telling friends, and
yes,
keep on listening to music.
Yes.
Because, you know, we love doing it, but we like to know, you know, that they're out there listening. I know I go there and I say, hey, man, I'll play whatever the hell I want, and I don't care. And, you know, I still play whatever the hell I want, but I do want some people who know that they're listening. No, on the real though, you know, if cats, you know, let us be known that they want 50 Cent played all the time, I'd probably ignore them, but I would acknowledge them, you know?
Well, I think the important part is to see that, you know, there's a community forming around the show, and that's really nice. It feels good to know that people are enjoying tuning in, and, you know, oftentimes you get to hear your own name, and we have a small but loyal family, and we try to make sure that everybody gets a shout-out.
Shout-out to my man, Kenny Kell.
That's right.
Word. Kenny Keel, I think that's his name. I can't keep on mispronouncing his name, but it's Kenny Keel.
You know, and it's not the only person whose name you mispronounce.
I mispronounce lots of people's. So sure.
we're gonna. So if you want to be down with the show, you have to now sign a waiver that says that you're okay
with Spider Jerusalem
fucking your name up. That's right.
I don't mess up that many people's names.
No, just the ones you want to give shout outs to.
No, see, those are the names I messed up, like on the last show we did.
There's a spider on this fucking monitor.
Yeah, right. Attack!
Attack.
Hold attack.
On. Yeah, say something while I kill it.
All right. Oh, I don't know if I can compete with the sound of you smashing that spider. That sucker looked kind of big, though, too.
Nah, he wasn't that big, but this transformer that I'm trying to kill him with is small and old.
And old and plastic and decrepit.
He would have broken it.
I think.
He's trying to preserve it.
No, dude. Preserve it, yes. That transformer in particular is going to be worth a lot.
I'm just saying.
I'm not even sure.
Have you seen one of these before?
Yes.
Do you even know who that is?
No, but I've seen one before.
Because this guy is so obscure.
No, dude, I've seen one.
I think this came out of a McDonald's box, too, which makes it even more valuable.
It did not, but because I knew somebody who had one, like that one in particular.
Did they eat at McDonald's?
I'm sure the question is, did they get it while they ate at McDonald's? I don't know the answer to that question. However, I know they did not come with a Happy Meal. You could not get that with like a small fries and a soda and a little skinny ass hybrid.
I totally see myself holding this in one hand and a delicious vanilla milkshake in the other hand.
Okay, first of all, that didn't happen because that vanilla milkshake wasn't delicious. So
pretty good. It was a pretty good milkshake.
All right. Anyway. So yeah, back to whatever we were saying. Shout out to all our listeners. Keep listening. Make yourselves known. The headrush is the email is theheadrush@gmail.com. And of course, you know, the Podomatic and the Blogspot and all that other good stuff. So yeah,
who can remember the Blogspot?
Theheadrush.blogspot.com.
Whew.
Shut up. Anyway, I haven't been very good at linking the playlist to him this time. Anyway, what was I going to say?
Well, you started posting it on the Podomatic.
Yeah, because I was too lazy. But
well, actually, I think it's kind of convenient that way.
Yeah, but see, the thing was, I was trying to push people over to the Blogspot.
Well, I guess we just better get back to the original marketing plan.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my fault. I'll take the L for that one.
We know whose fault it is.
Shut up. You apparently liked it the other way, so I don't know.
I mean, it was kind of a cool added feature, I thought.
Yeah. All right.
So if you like the playlist on the Blogspot site, write us at the Gmail address and let us know. That doesn't mean don't stop visiting. You know, don't.
Yeah.
Don't quit.
Well, I haven't read
the Blogspot.
I got to write more stuff.
We know it's got dust on it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, this will get my inspiration going. Anyway, okay, so let's kick it to the playlist. This is more 80s music, more boom bap. A lot of it's going to be from the New York area, East Coast area. You can slip some West Coast in there. Last couple of weeks, you've been doing a lot of West Coast and a lot of South stuff up in there, too. So, and, you know, so figure give, you know, some East Coast cats some love. So we started it off with Roxanne Shanté featuring Biz Markie on the beatbox. That song is known as the Def Fresh Crew. It was kind of those little fake live songs and stuff like that with just her rhyming over Biz on the beatbox. What'd you think of that, SJ? No, I'm SJ. I just think about that God. JB. I'm talking to Herb a little bit too much. Damn it. Your name is JB the Mulatto. What'd you think of it?
Yes, my name is JB the Mulatto. What are you going to say? It's Biz Markie on the beatbox. It's dope.
It's real dope.
And she was tight. I mean, you know, she wasn't, she has a tendency sometimes to get a little boring.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of monotonous. But she seemed like she was into that whole fake live vibe. I like songs like that.
Me
you know?
Too.
I mean, you know that it's fake, but for some reason it still gives you a hint of that. You want to, you know, get up and start slapping people with folding chairs and shit.
Exactly. I don't know if I would have slapped someone with a folding chair if I was at the spot where they were, like, performing that. But
I mean, not necessarily that one, but you start getting that bug, that vibe, that let's go to the live show and slap people.
Exactly. The Head Rush does not condone the slapping of anyone at a live show. Or
No. We just condone the creation about and doing. Playing of music that makes you feel like you want to slap somebody.
Right.
Good that deal. That gets you hype, in other words.
Anyway, but yeah, no, so that was a dope little... That was possibly, though not definitely, Roxanne Shanté's first official song. I mean, of course, everybody knows the little Roxanne Response song. You know what I'm saying? That was the response to Roxanne by UTFO. But then, you know, she got down with Marley. And that might be, like I said, might be the first song. She worked a long time with Marley. We've played other stuff by her over the course of the podcast. So she handled the B.I., and then the next one was Kool Moe Dee, I Go to Work.
I Go to Work.
Yeah, like a doctor.
Yeah, I punched the clock and I hit the hop.
Yeah. I was saying, my man, they just really don't make MCs like Moe Dee anymore, man. You know
no, but there's not really the, I mean, there's not really the opportunity but to do anything like that anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, you and I were talking before the show about the, you know, if Diamond Mike got their shot to Diamond Mike. About Nasty Nas and the new Nas song where he goes and, you know, talks about, my new fast rapping style. You know what I'm saying? So, most cats keep it slow and kind of understandable, or maybe not understandable, but slow. But you don't hear many fools hitting with that rap fire cadence, and when they do, they gotta feel like they gotta shout out, I'm rapping real fast. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there's a couple of cats out there who still do stuff like that, but I think you're right in that it's really, you know, one track here and there. You know what I mean? Right. Like, people aren't rocking whole records doing shit like that anymore. And you're right, because, you know, a lot of it, especially with this hashtag rap shit, you know, you're using even less words.
And I think you're also, like, the hashtag rap shit, you're just trying to, like, hey, look at, like, big exclamation point. Sign, hey, can you believe what I just said right there? Right. You know, and...
But it's the new punchline, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, punchlines used to be more intricate and, you know...
But still, like, you know, like, even we're listening to that one, he's like, you know, suckers, hang them to the left of me, and something, hang them to the left of me, because my right hand... You know, hang them to the left, because on my right's my microphone. I mean, even then, that's not hella complex, but it's the type of shit that people just don't do anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's good.
Yeah, we whine too much, but yeah.
I don't know what to say, man. People aren't rapping about rapping quite as much anymore.
Yeah,
not that you hear in popular media. You still hear. I mean, you still hear cats make a few references here and there. You know,
but still, I mean,
about
with the rap,
how they rip the mic and
yeah. See, people complain about, I don't like all that rappity rap stuff, but I'm like, honestly,
rappity rap.
Yeah, rappity rap, 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 rap. We're gonna be playing a lot of rappity rap on this on this episode of the Head Rush.
So what exactly? What the fuck is rappity rap?
You know, it's like people rapping about rapping.
Right.
That type is generally from the 80s, early
90s. Have you know,
you right
always in called it that?
Lots of people call it that. I don't
really?
Know, yeah.
I never heard that before. That's fucking ridiculous.
I can't remember where I first heard it. I'm not going to pretend I made it up, but...
Rappity rap.
You know, it's the stuff that's well within our wheelhouse. You know, I think
sure.
I think 90% of the stuff we play is rappity rap.
All right, now, stop saying that, man.
No,
that
but anyway,
too funny.
the majority, you know, people complain that it's too much rapping about rapping. And I wouldn't mind if there was less, that there were people didn't rap about rapping, as long as they rapped about something interesting or something boring in an interesting way.
Yeah, I mean that's the key to it all anyway, yeah. Right? I mean, you can't...
It's not what you say, how you say it.
Because
you
know? Rapping is what it is. Everybody's doing it the same way physically.
But you know what I'm saying. So, I mean,
it's really how clever can you talk about how clever you can talk?
Yeah, or like I said, but I find talking about how clever you can talk better than, you know, talking about your swag, but whatever. Anyway, so let's move on. Like I said, we've covered that one a couple of times. And next one,
we never touched on the rappity rap.
We just like haven't touched on us calling it rappity rap.
Well, I'm glad it has a name.
All right. Next one we did was Steezo. It's My Turn. I really, you know, Jamie scared me because I was playing. He's like, have you played this song before?
I'm like 80% sure we played that cut before.
You know, dude, tell you the truth, even if we played it before, I doubt cats would remember it. You know what I'm saying?
I remembered it. I don't remember shit.
I probably played Where it for you I? In some contest. Some contest.
Who are you?
Exactly. I'm telling you. Anyway,
I don't know. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I seem to recall, you know, would there be another Steezo track that you would have played at one point?
No, probably not. But I think I didn't play that because I wanted to save this one. But maybe we played it in the early days of the show. But yeah, that was Steezo, started off as a dancer for EPMD, and notable because. This is his first and only album, was produced entirely by Paul C. Well, I think we've mentioned once or twice before. We're going to play a bunch of stuff that he produced a little later on. So, but just in general, we have talked about Paul C, because we've talked about some of the main innovations that he did. So he had, you know, Steezo, dancer, signed to Sleeping Bag Records. One of the main engineers over there was Paul C. Paul C. produced the whole thing. He had been known. He did a lot of like kind of ghost production stuff or just kind of like co-produced by, but he did a lot of it, or the drum programming. He was a legendary cat. I mean, there's very long articles available on the internet by Dave Compkins, which break down his whole, you know, all his innovations. And we've talked about this part before. He's like the dude who invented chopping, you know, taking the drum lines and chopping it and going doing the pan thing on the through the SP-12, you know what I'm saying, panning side to side. And just, you know, that it's a those are production techniques that are taken for granted these days, if actually used at all, because, you know, everybody uses, you know, GarageBand. But if you're using SPs, lots of people chop up the individual drum sets and stuff. And he was an innovator of that. And the drum track that he rhymed over, that Steezo was rhyming over, was one of the first songs to use the Skull Snaps drum break. And it's a fairly famous drum break that was been used basically, you know, that song came out in 89, so it was used then, used all through the early to mid-90s and stuff. And actually, what people say is they sample it off of Paul C's, off of that 12-inch, because he went and took it and cleaned it up and made it sound a lot kind of crisper and clearer and stuff like that. So people sampled the sample rather than sample the $200 record, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's ill. So he was a real dope producer. He did work with everyone from, like, you know, Biz Markie. He worked with Ultramagnetic MCs. He worked with Grandmaster Caz. He did a lot of work. He taught Large Professor how to produce.
Wow.
Yeah, basically. I mean, he's always, you know, he helped. I think he pretty much produced like the Eric B. and Rakim's second album, possibly. And then the third album was also dealt with a lot of like unfinished beats. The Large Professor came in and completed and stuff like that.
Wow.
If you listen, especially to his drums, they're real, real ill. And like I said, this next set, you know, is going to be even more obscure, rappity rap type stuff. But it's all stuff that Paul C. produced. So, like I said, it's a lot, you know, East Coast, obscure, you know, small pressing 12-inch by cats who either never heard of again or, you know, got heard of under other names later on. We'll get to that in a little bit. So, we are going to start this off with a song by... This is so much obscure stuff. This is going to be the Kevy Kev and Ak B with Listen to the Man. So, real dope track. Like I said, just that... The 80s era stuff with the, like, you know... The James Brown loops and the, you know, Ultimate Beats and Breaks and, you know, Kool and the Gang and all that type of stuff, Chops and that type of stuff. The type of hip-hop I love. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's check it out.
Word, word, word. You got anything else to say, boss?
No, let's roll into some music.
Word. Okay, Kevy Kev, Ak B, Listen to the Man. Be on the Head Rush. Enjoy yourselves. Peace.
Let's do this.
Retarded, got a gangster limp, but I'm not no pimp. I draw attention like a Goodyear flip. They said it can't be done, but I came to show it. They said you can't be fly, and also a poet. To be taken out, I'll be damned. So grab your pen and pad and listen to the man. Into debris, cause you see, I'm the one I be, down with my man Kevy Kev, so stay in school, you ain't ready yet, to get on stage and make sure that you get applause from the crowd, ha ha, that's funny, give me the mic boy, shit, I call you Sonny, cause you is my son, you call me your father, in fact, don't even bother, cause we ain't related, it's clearly stated, I'm funky fresh, you ain't even rated, punk, you ain't down with this plan, get serious. And listen to the man. We'll be right back.
record is near it. Hit the radio, switch to stereo, pump the bass, go blast the whole audio. Level is peaking, keep freaking for days. And remember the phrase, cause I jam, they're playing the Lord, controlling the camp, so break summer and heat, get full BBD and the whole fleet. From the start, a trend has set the mold of the new era, forget the old, follow the hollow, hold, take a swallow, unfold, travel the tunnel of rap and soul. So giddy up, hop to it, dance to freak step, people thought I was weak, and the public slept, and now on the strength, the dope dance to thump and bump, got the power to make the cripple jump. So run along, get the song, hum along, break a arm, keep it whining and playing till the morning alarm.
in a sheep's disguise. Add so much spice to a musical style. All you can do is scratch your head, let out a small laugh so far ahead. Try to battle your tail, cause 100 miles a minute, did you hear what we're saying? He's first in line and second to none. Fear is pain like a tap in V-5-0-Fung. So let loose the scoop all around your block. Terminator's gonna pop off and make you whip rock. He's an entrepreneur, not a protege. Whipping up a secret recipe just like a gourmet. Terminator's bang on a mixed machine. Gotta reinforce the table cause he slaps and mean. He's a ninja of the night, a true war lord. With cuts that penetrate just like a samurai sword. Turntable on the taker, monarch of the art. DJs who in the field simply tear him apart. Standing 6 feet tall with the speed of light. Moving 100 miles per hour like a meteorite. Let the DJs know that they're much too slow to battle the defender on the high plateau. No need to speculate cause what I speak is true. Terminator on the field, show what you can do.
Record will not be heard, so that we may bring you this special report.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now that you own a guitar, I want to show you how easy it is to play it. Now, let's look at how a guitar works.
I'm kind of hungry. I need a beat to eat up when I'm through. Sit back and kick my feet up on a table, cause I'm able to do this like Popeye. Lord have mercy for the man that tries to stop my ill style. Chill while Danny plays the bass line. If it ain't dope, why even waste time rhyming? Or for something that ain't pumping. What is a drummer if you can't keep it jumping? Dance as I rock it, float like a sailboat. Phase two, can never hit a stalemate. This is brain food.
Brain food, brain food, brain food.
Today's Dope Jam was brought to you by the Mad Scientist Phase 2 and the rhythm selector Den Love.
Mind theory isn't the teaching of astronomy in simple terms. It's teaching you how to be original. In other words, different. Rap's still a new jack, somewhat of an infant. This ain't a trend that'll end in a decade. Me and D comes off, then we get paid. Into my laboratory, I hold the formula to rock a party. In fact, you could call me the scientist. Lyrical mastermind. It ain't over until after I go off. Show off, so on and so forth. Kick like an amp, step like a champ. Complex concepts, which is part of our mentality. Straight up talk, cause we deal with reality. 5-digit salaries, don't run on batteries. Phase of rhythm will return right after these messages. I just get vexed. We speak upon the talents and how hard they flex. That's game, which means propaganda. It's not the half cause I really can't stand up. Parasite that lives like Pac-Man. I stand tall cause I'm a Tasmatic black man. I innovate, spend my time mostly thinking. Brain cells are activated, lyrics start linking. A mason uses bricks, a plumber needs a monkey wrench. I sport a flat top night and a funky trench coat. Coats and rings, but that's a whole different thing. I'm not your father, but nor do I sing. I just bring dope styles chosen by random. Strike like a phantom, I control momentum of crowds. Kids, crews, semicolon. Time's strolling, so phase two's rolling with a crew. In case things get hectic, quarters adjourned, so make music with the record.
Rocky Hill face, man. Yo, man, that was dope, man.
Word.
Yo, man, I tell you, when brothers hear this, they're gonna cold flip.
Word. Yo, let me tell you something, man. We gonna take in a hype mode. You know what I'm saying? I always be bragging about you, talking about how dope you are.
Yeah.
I want you to show people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I want you to do?
What?
Give us an example.
Continue this special report because the following portions of this record have been erased.
Yo, G Wiz!
So what's up, Sad G?
Yo, brother, let's get paid out here, man.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm with it all the way.
Alright, so bust this, man. I hooked up this funky fresh beat for you, and I want you to dork it, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, yo, bust it, Sad, just for you, my man.
Alright, yo, it's on you, my brother.
All the way live from around the way, and I be cooling with the posse that they call H.A. You can tell I'm not a joke, cause I don't play. Don't gotta sell drugs and get paid anyway. And by the way, I like to tell y'all something. My man said G got the beat pumping. There ain't no frontin', so yo, I'm gonna do this. Act like Fred Astaire and step to this beat, because it's just too hype to leave alone. So I'm a dog to Mike, so sucker, look out, cause the wizards arrived. And by the way, I like to say that I'm always live.
Yo, you live, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Yo, G-Wiz,
I like that, man.
I wish you kick another funky fresh verse like that, but you sounded good,
but you and souls getting paid, watching the money stack up. I'm going solo, no need for a backup. Yes, I'm in a studio that's audio digital, making a record different from the typical. Better than the baddest, better than the best. Rhyme so long that the DJ got a rest. Take rap to the heart, respected as an art. Where the others left off, that's where I start. Mixing my name and the rappers start to tremble. Talk about hype rap, I'm the symbol. The beat got bass and it's shaking the place. Had to slow the timing in my rhyming to keep pace. And yo, it's working, that ain't no job. And by the way, I like to say that I'm all the way live.
Yeah, man, yo, we gon' get paid, brother.
Always live.
This dope, this beat is stupid dope fresh, man. You know what I'm saying? G-Wiz, yo, tag him up. Yo, Ted, spin up some turntables, boy.
I'm making it real.
Man, you gon' get some of this too, right?
I'm gonna get some of this for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, there you go, Ted. That sounded good, Ted.
Word is fresh, Ted. Word him up.
Hey, yo, G-Wiz, back to the rhyming, man. You know we gon' do this, man.
Bust. Back to fill the gap. That's the hindering rap. Striking the mic like lightning, and you will feel the zap. In the past, the present, rap the peasant fell to the king. Be assured that's the same thing the future will bring. Cause words I twist them, tangle them, play with them. Poets who don't know it, I find I gotta diss them. But just relax and it won't be none of that. I just cool out, kick the rhymes and watch the writers get fat. Cause it's already been established by unanimous vote of worldwide rap fans. And this I quote, you see, the Wiz is the best, can't nobody get with them. Or hold some dreams of taking them out, just dismiss them. Cause ideas I analyze, errors I minimize. Idiots who pop junk, instantly I pulverize. They keep getting served, cause I continue to splurge on knowledge till it seems I'm at the verge of knowing everything that there is to know. But then I go to another plateau. So they gotta look up to me as the MC champion. Battle rappers once and then they never take the chance again. Teach them that I'm not a joke and this ain't a game. And I'm burning so bad, they will burst into flames. So this is not a question, request or suggestion. It's an order, don't front, or I'ma start stepping very kindly to some heinies and apply good spanking. And let you know just who's who in the rankings. A lot of chumps got lyrics that they think are hot. They can keep rocking the bells and I'ma keep rocking knots. They can get paid in full, talk all that bull, but they clap that trap when it's time to do. So I'ma tell you like this, I'm just having fun. And if you act like an ass, you end up looking like one. So set G, my man, you know what time it is. We're gonna get paid, set G10. It's Wiz, Wiz, Wiz. Cause it's all the way live.
All the way
yo,
live.
That shit is live, boy.
It's dope, man.
That's dope.
Yo, tell you, yo, folks. That's the kind of dope stuff. It sound like somebody hit somebody with the head of a baseball.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Trying to tell you, shit is rough, bro.
Hey, we're back. Unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
That caught me sleeping. I'm like, oh, wait. Okay, song's over.
Ring the alarm exactly. And wake the fuck up. Basic. The Head Rush is back.
Head Rush is back. We hope we haven't, you know, shocked y'all. Y'all were sitting there grooving the music. But still.
Boo.
Boo. We're back, hoes. So.
So get ready.
So get ready. Let's kick the playlist real quick.
Do that.
So, like I said, it's a lot of kind of obscure rap day rap. A lot of it, I think all of that produced by Paul C. Started off with Kevy Kev and Ak B. Listen to the Man. And that was handed JB right here. I was like, you know, when we threw it out, I said something like, oh yeah, you know, lots of James Brown records, and there it was. Funky Drummer. Him rhyming over Funky Drummer. Like I said, I mean, I wish, as I was saying to you, a lot of these dudes just did like a little bit of work and then disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like this dude, Kevy Kev and Ak B, I don't know anything about these guys. I know they appeared on a Molly Marl compilation, the In Control Volume 2 that dropped in 91. Other than that, I don't know anything about these guys. I don't know how long they've been together. These guys did a couple of 12 inches during like that late 80s period and then disappeared. I don't know. Hey, they could be working government jobs. They could be, you know, married with 5 kids. They could be out there on the street still slanging. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I wish I could give more insight on it. Did you like the track?
Yeah, it was dope.
It was dope. That's what I like. These next 5 songs are going to be a lot of. Like, I don't know anything about this dude. Do you like the track?
Yeah, it was dope. Yeah, it was dope.
Next one, we had Black by Demand. And also, I'd said, oh, yeah, you know, James Brown and Kool & the Gang. First thing that popped in my head. And the second song sampled Kool & the Gang. That was Black by Demand, Can't Get Enough, sampling funky stuff. You know, lots of, you know, little James, not James. Cool in the Gang, little guitar squeals and all that type of stuff. Also, really, really dope. Those dudes, they were on Tommy Boy Records, so they got a little more wider, you know, distribution and stuff. But, yeah, it was, like I said, I think they did like 1 or 2 12s of Tommy Boy, disappeared, went off into the wind.
It was a dope track.
It was dope. I'm happy.
It was dope.
I'm glad I played it. So then after that, we did another one that was Marauder in Fury with The Terminator. Also, really, really, really dope track. This kind of hard edge type like that. And you can tell that one is old because they were talking about the LA Raiders on it. So it was recorded during that period like where the Raiders were in LA and left Oakland and went to LA and went back. And the LA Raiders were known as like a real hardcore team. Which also didn't really happen that much for the Raiders. I mean, they've always been hardcore, but they were like, we're the badasses. The LA Raiders are the badasses, which didn't happen too much. I mean, Marcus Allen was, you know, dope with them. You know, he was the man.
It's just hard to think of LA
Raiders
football badass. I don't know.
I mean, I know Ice Cube made that whole documentary about the importance of the Raiders to LA during that brief period.
Really?
Yeah, on those 30 for 30 things.
I never saw that.
Yeah, it's considered probably the worst one. But well, it's considered the worst one because he's like, for like most people's thing, he's like, yeah, you know, the Raiders really meant a lot to L.A. And everyone's like, well, you know, they're really originally from Oakland. Me, personally, the Raiders could stay in L.A. for the rest of their fucking existence. Al Davis could move that team down to L.A. tomorrow.
Damn.
I wouldn't blink my... I'm a Niners fan, though.
I know, but still.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know you're a Raiders fan, right?
Well, I mean, I grew up actually liking the Niners, but as I've gotten older, I've decided to represent the side of the Bay that I live on.
Yeah, well, then, who's your favorite baseball team?
The A's.
No, it's the Giants. You go to the Giants games all the damn time.
No, I don't.
You watch
them. I mean, that's just because the Giants are on TV.
Yeah, whatever.
I go to the A's game with you.
Whatever. Yeah, 2 years ago. Bro.
I'm saying I've been to like one Giants game ever. Sit around. I mean, it's because the people that are around me are Giants fans. Honestly, it's the same thing. I really don't care. I just support the team that's like, you know, that I live nearby.
All right.
So if I, you know, if I move to San Francisco, I'll wear all their shit.
I certainly hope. I've never seen you wear an A's jacket up with you.
I have an A. I have like three A's hats.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, well, whatever works.
All different colors, man, and wear with different outfits. See, I don't even know, man. I even got a camouflage one.
You got pink hat? You are the pink hat nation.
No,
player.
I didn't. I haven't gone in your closet recently.
No, that's
so.
You, player. Anyway, so sorry, but yeah, that song, The Terminator, what's it called, Marauder and Fury. I got the 12 after hearing it for the first time. I tracked down that 12 inch online and ordered it.
Where'd you hear that track?
Just around, you know what I'm saying? Just I think it was reading about Paul C. And I got like, it was a couple months, about 6 months ago or so, I got into this real big Paul C. kick. And I was like, I want to try to just learn everything I can about that whole period of his production. And I just started pulling tracks down and downloading stuff. And I was like, okay, this is dope. I will go and I will order this. Plus, the cover of the record is really ill and kind of almost crazy old school looking and stuff like that. So, it's dope. It's dope. But again, don't know what happened to dudes. Hopefully they're out there somewhere. Hopefully they're out there enjoying life, you know.
Sipping Mai Tais.
Maybe Mai Tais, you know, saying, hey, you know, I recorded a 12 that like only 2,000 people heard of, but it was dope. So.
Hey.
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 So then after that, we had Phase and Rhythm with Brain Food.
So what's up with the duos?
I mean, I know I've just noticed tracks, that.
So it's, I feel bad because since they've gone off into oblivion,
yeah.
Instead of just one guy, you know, shouldering the whole weight, he's like dragging somebody with him into the nothing.
These are just, you know, I'm sure these are dudes.
Do this who, dope track with me and never be heard from again.
But it's, these are like dudes who probably either they were the cat on their block that they that rhymed, and their partner is either the other dude down the block or from the two blocks over that rhymed, or their cousin that rhymed. You know what I'm saying? So they got together, hip hop was popping, they had some rhyming skills, they scraped together some money. In this case, they went to Paul C. and they said, hey, homie, can you just do this track
with us?
Yeah,
but haven't all these tracks had one guy on them?
No. Well, no.
Marauder, I feel like I've been hearing most of these tracks, they've had one MC on them.
Nah, okay.
Kevin, just like one guy who's like, live the dream with me of going nowhere.
No, it's Kevin Ak B. Ak B is the DJ.
Okay.
Then Marauder and Fury, both of them rhyme. They just sounded similar. That's also
got
with
it.
This one.
Okay.
Or even Black by Demand. I don't know if that was one dude. I mean, I think it was a group, but there might be just one in the MC.
Sounded like one MC.
And then Actually and the Phase and Rhythm one, that was two MCs. They just sound very similar, I believe. No, you're right. I think that is one MC.
See?
I don't know, man. I know it's the last song where we played.
Conspiracy.
But we played by these dudes. We played, it was like our second show ever. We played Swollen Pockets. That was the song they had the video for. And then we played this one, which is where there was no video for. But I think this one actually predated Swollen Pockets, because Swollen Pockets was there.
At least they had a video.
Yeah, a couple of these dudes that were playing get a video, you know?
Yeah,
I think, you know, Black by Demand.
Trying to get a video.
You've recorded a couple of videos.
No, only one. Only one video.
I always thought you were shot a couple.
Oh,
you had
no, wait. There was another one, two.
You did Rise and Shine, right, and you did...
Davy Jones.
No, it's Origin of Species. Yeah, Origin of Species. Yeah. Swollen?
Swollen Species?
No, Origin of Species.
Swollen Species.
And that was a 100% free video, like a no-budget video.
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them? Oh, that's right. The other girl, she old girl did it for fucking...
Both
I love
them. Too. Both of them were... Yep.
But no, the other one was more like a legit video. Like a legit video. You guys were like out somewhere. In like Origin of Species, you guys were in front of a blue screen.
But Origin of Species was actually shot with higher
quality
equipment.
Yeah, I remember that.
You don't remember shit.
Yes, I do remember shit. But they played stock footage behind you guys, which I found hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you do. We shot it in front of a green screen, and then they, you know.
Who was it? It was you and Mark, and you and Vesuvio, and
Dax Dre showed up in there.
And there was Drez.
Yeah, and Drez. Che, and Zen.
Zen was in there?
I think he was nodding his head in there somewhere.
Fair enough. Anyway, we're getting off the point. And then we finished it off with Captain G-Wiz. All the way live. And he had Sid G rhyming over there. Sid G is another one of those dudes who learned a lot from Paul C. Like I said, Paul C helped produce a lot of the Critical Beatdown album, you know what I'm saying, with Sid G. So they just must have had Sid G in the studio, and he just provided the hype track for him, well, before Captain G was rhyme. You like that shit?
Yep.
Good deal, good deal. Anyway, before we get next song, do we want to do any shout-outs?
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good right now.
Let's see the people I shouted out to before. My man Fred and my man Silky doing their radio show Podomatic thing. Shout out to the whole listening room mob. And shout out to my brother. Oh, and shout out to my brother and my nephews and my sister-in-law and my folks. And a shout out especially to all the Jennies out there.
Word.
The Jennies out there get major love. And if I remember anybody else, the whole PTP Massive, anybody else beyond that, I'll get back to you the next time. But now we're going to do another one produced by Paul C. This is by a more well-known artist. This is Main Source. This is the song Think by Main Source.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Enjoy the music, y'all.
The Head Rush.
Peace.
Peace.
Now I've been holding classes on the creation of slick passages. So instead of you biting, why don't you ask it? Just wait. Don't ever get impatient and want to sink your teeth into something mouth-watering, cause you're just ordering me to kick some foot to that anus. Don't try to get famous, homeboy, cause my name is the Lost Professor. You got a problem? I got the remedy. I'll tell you at the break, though, so you'll remember me. Telling you once, you can't slip up dunce. You hear me recite clearly, because I lost my gold fronts. So to make an excuse is your next alternative. If you didn't listen, you better learn to live the dissible life. Till my name is at stake, my mind shoot like a missile or a rifle. I don't play so thick. Now I hear a lot of garbage on the radio today. Cause people take a sample from a record, loop it, and say absolutely nothing. MCs sound crispy, breakable, and if they try to diss me, they're history. Oh, they'll get drunk upon it. And as long as I'm the slicker, DJs can enter and exit even quicker. My man, the mad scientist, J-O-D, hymns to cut in D-E-P-T, period. Along with Sir Scratch, it can't cut, buff like Velcro slippers, and they cut like the Rebel Clippers. So like I said before, don't try to get famous, looking to build a rep. You better step before you wind up nameless, because your minuscule brain won't allow you to sound right. So get your ass in my class so I can show you how to write. But to produce is stupefy the others with super fly passages, like the professor, your task is just big. Chance to advance is held up, you wouldn't know it. So Nick the Exotic, raise your hand and let them know that with or without a record, you're still wrecking the show. L Fish, Bone Sport, Shad, Big Drink, and many more get elegant. And that's not irrelevant, cause these same people might take a spot from United Thinking. Coming up weak and taking things for granted, man, it vexes me. Brothers getting paid for acting like imbeciles, putting on a show to make bills. But like my saying goes, while you're getting paid and living luxurious, there's another that's brighter and curious. Break poles for now, and when I look up poles, cause when you're looking up, you'll be smelling rock poor souls. Think. I know my man Vandermeer out there flushing his thinking. I know Wise God of Law is thinking. My man Chris, Tom L, the whole posse, Sandra McKenzie, my DJ Sir Scratch, and everybody's chilling. Just keep thinking, cause you know the Law's professor gonna be swinging. Some DJs are even, but
here's a little something about my DJ,
the Magnificent
Jazzy Jeff. So bust his beat.
it's the dude.
Caught you out there, burnt your whack crew. It's not my fault, you thought I had the flu.
This is the thing, and I am the new.
They say the herb is strange, but I'm strange. Make way, it's time to get dangerous. And let loose the therapy. Thought you was lost since you were driving in a Cherokee. The jam's more noisy than thunder. Thought we fell off, and now you wonder why I got the snoops in my pocket. In my fat, pocket, like the Jungle Brothers said.
Cause I got them like that.
You complain that you want a dope rhythm. That is what I do. To make a system bump. Which one, one lump or two lumps? So break out, kids, it's like a VI sting. You got a new thing, and it's called a new thing. You know Jack Bone. The earth gets snoopy, That's why you wanna be around me. Filling your mind like a bottle of wine. Then I attack you like the seventh sign. Leave your breath, with the sound. Turn around, time to drown. Before you start sinking, hold it. Jump on the plank and walk it blindfolded. If rocking a party, stay off the wall. And I make music for them all. Got your girl's boots, rip the tight pants. Don't sleep because the earth can dance. Jam the Sam, the Sam. We got a new thing, and it's called a new thing. Excuse my cause, my cause. You made me sick, thinking I fell off. Here's the third round, time to play Rocky. Step aside, cause it just can't stop me. Fist to gun, walk to run. The odds against me winning, 20-1. Don't want to do, and I could bomb a word. Take it away,
I consider myself at the MC to be number one. I'm almost done, so use your third eye to see what has not been seen.
You know what I mean,
So party and jam to the music I bring. I got a new thing, and it's called a new thing.
From the new generation, rap's new generation.
Nation. The classical two is rap's new generation. Developing skills, inventing concepts, releasing my talent in set after set. Achieving and believing that this style will work with T.R. on the beats. We can't get jerked, cause all my rhymes are operating in a form exclusively fresh in the name of K-Born. This is a demonstration and also my creation. The classical two is in generation, rap's new generation. Rap's new generation. Rap's new generation. Afterwards, as I think of all clues to dominate the world with the new style I got, so try to comprehend, cause you'll like it a lot. MCLA Brew, the rap exterminator, writing all my rhymes, and I am my own creator. Competing, defeating, and then treating you well with the rhymes that you hear. Is it fresh or can you tell? Always up to date, I can never be late, because remember, I am classical and I will alleviate all your powers and will become dangerous. Dissing your lyrics, which are miscellaneous, cannot compare to the style that you hear. LA Brew, K Born, classical every year, a smooth domination of this year's creation. C2MCs is our abbreviation. Rap's new generation. Rap's new generation. I know you're tired of hearing the same style year after year. You need something more exciting to enter your ear, like a nice soul style with a fresh on beat that sounds jazzy, realistic, and also unique. I'm not your average young man who left school to MC. I have a heart,
don't lie,
well a GD, but I still had to work hard to get what I wanted. I got a new style, so why not flaunt it? I'm coming all out, revealing my source. Every rapper is equal, there ain't no boss, no kings, no queens, just solos and crews. As soon as you hear my name run, spread the news. The Lord K-Born and his partner LaBrew, and together we form the classical two. Rap's new generation. Rap's new generation. Rap's new generation. Rap's new generation.
Racial attacks. Friday night is here and it's a payday. Who would have thought of getting killed on a freeway? Man is sick, it's crazy. I call it homicide. This world is corrupt, screwed up. They said it's suicide. That's the devil's game plan, destroying us. When you confront him with this, he start avoiding us by giving you welfare, which only means farewell. Where is my whip check? He sent it by airmail, but the airplane, it got hijacked. He won't stop terrorism, but he'll stop Mac, Bobby, Michael, Jimmy from being homely people, Sally, Maria, Jane from being just a sequel. Larry Davis, he knew what time it is. He didn't let him kill him, so he went fugitive. On the run with a gun, now he's locked up. But he's alive and well and not boxed up. Rumor has it that I'm a troublemaker, but the truth of the matter, I'm the peacemaker.
mountains of hell, I see the savagery. It doesn't matter, cause me and my cavalry, Melquan, Shabazz, Supreme, and the Ice G. The dice sound Bilal and Public Enemy. I'm the peacemaker, peace is my creation. Peace in the eighth degree, civilization. Building, adding on its construction. The purpose of my main goal is destruction of the wicked devil, malicious vicious rebel. Give me a casket, tombstone, and shovel. If you're offended or uncomfortable, that only shows you the devil that I'm talking to. I'm not bugged, disturbed, or Looney Tunes. Just a peacemaker and his platoon. Armed with peace, blowing all peace. Southern, northern, western, east. I'm the peacemaker.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And we just went right back in. We mentioned it on the first 80s show that we did. A lot of these like old 80s tracks just like cut off.
Yeah, no doubt. That's like a what?
Jarring sensation. All right. Jarring. Oh, word. Okay, we're back to the track again. So you like that? You like those little ones right there? I played right there, man.
I like all these ones with these mysterious fools.
Yeah, I mean, some of the fools we played weren't all that mysterious on this last one.
Well, not this last set.
At least a couple of them, or certainly one of them was very about as mysterious as you can possibly get. But yeah, I like all that ones, all the ones that we play. Like I said, them just James Brown loops, and we're just gonna jack it from Ultimate Beats and Breaks. So.
Well, let's go through the list.
So, start off with Main Source, Think. You know what I'm saying? Also produced by Paul C. I think it was one of the... That was getting towards the end of Paul C.'s career / life. So, you know...
What, he died?
Yeah, he died.
No, shit.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this before. Yeah, he got shot.
What?
Yep. He was one of the first rap, you know, personalities... died while in the middle of his career.
What happened?
Nobody quite knows. He was in his folks' place, and motherfuckers ran up and shot him. There has been speculation that there was foul play at play, but I don't want to talk on any of that right now. So, you know, because that's all just speculation.
Intriguing. Oh,
you pulled me out.
Ew.
Shut up.
Don't say anything like that ever again on the air.
They couldn't hear it anyway.
Yeah, they could.
Whoa, because the mic was off.
Mic is not off.
Oh, all right. I thought
your headphones were out.
All right, no, fair enough. You pulled out the cord.
Whatever. Just move
no
on.
No homo.
Quick, hurry up.
All right. Yeah, so, wait, here. You have to... Okay, there we go. You're fucking up, sir.
Shut up.
You're fucking up, sir.
Just... talk all about right. So, yeah. Music.
He got killed.
Weirdo.
So, it's a shame, but life goes on.
So, yes. So.
He's a great producer, yeah. As we mentioned all through this thing.
What was that, the world's smallest violin?
No, he's... Dude, but look, life, a lot
life
more...
Life goes on.
A lot more people have said on this, spoken on this thing a lot more eloquently than myself, so... Like I said, look up the Dave Tompkins article. It breaks the whole thing down and all the rappers' reaction to everything. And yeah, it's a magnum opus, as it were. So, after that, we played an artist that you'd never think we'd play on this show. We did play. That was Will Smith, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Whoa.
You like that shit, right?
That was a sneak attack.
It was a dope track, though.
Absolutely. I remember that track from when I was young.
Yeah, that was off the Rock the House album, you know what I'm saying? And it was just him and Jazzy Jeff going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? I love all that type of shit, man. Where he has, like, the DJ finishes the line or something like that, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. We played the first day show. We played that Twin Hype Due to the Crowd song, which had a lot of that type of shit. And I was like, you gotta throw that stuff in there. And Jazzy Jeff was really fucking good at it. He was a really fucking great producer. So props to Jazzy Jeff. And Will Smith, he's corny, but he's really fucking rich. And he had his style. So.
Yeah. I mean, back then his corniness was, you know.
I mean, people.
He was a comedian, and then he had tracks where he just broke it down, and he wasn't bad.
Yeah, no, not at all. I guess I mean, you know, I think he went a little bit too far with it sometime, but at his core, he was doing stuff that really wasn't all that much different than a lot of the other cats.
No, absolutely.
So, you know, you don't rap much anymore, and when you do, it's not very good. But back then, you were dope, and now you're making so much money that it really doesn't fucking matter.
No, I don't even think about him being a rapper.
Exactly. You're just one of the best actors, so who really gives a fuck if he's,
right, right, so who cares?
If he did, like, you know, that Mike Tyson song, so, you know.
And yeah, we could go on. The list is long.
Yeah, I don't care if you did Miami anymore. You were pretty good in Pursuit of Happiness, so it's all good. Anyway, so the next song after that was Taking Your Business by, I mean, it was the group Taking Your Business. The song was This Is the New Thing. I want to give a shout out to my man Jay Jordan. He put me onto that track a while back. I never heard it before. He played the video for it, all that type of stuff. It was dope.
No doubt.
Was real dope. And like I said, they had a video for it. They had De La Soul and Red Alert and all those dudes in the video.
Wow.
I don't know too much. I think maybe there was some affiliation of the Stimulated Dummies and Dante Ross. Maybe I'm misquoting it. I don't know anything about them, but they were dope. That was dope beat, dope whatever, dope tracking styles were cool. I was digging it. Shout out to J.J. Jordan for putting me up on that. And, oh, well, I'll get to that in a second. Then we played a song that was by The Classical 2. That was called, forgetting the name of it, New Generation. Produced by Teddy Riley.
Yeah, that was fat.
Teddy,
once you said that, you could kind of hear it in there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Teddy's a dope-ass producer. You know what I'm saying? We've talked about his skills on hip-hop before on here.
No doubt.
Yeah, now he... I don't know if anything happened to those two dudes. One of the dudes, as you point out, sounded a little like Uptown, the real obscure dude we played before on this show, maybe on the first show we ever did. But, you know, it was ill. You know what I'm saying? From 1987, Profile Records, this thing, you know, what, you know, Guy, I mean, Teddy Riley was still, that was like around the period of the first Guy album, 1987 or so.
Yeah, it was 87, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, he was probably putting in work. I mean, was he working with Michael Jackson by that time?
Probably not.
Yeah, what? He worked on Michael Jackson with the Dangerous album, I want to say? Or?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, so back then Michael was still doing Quincy Jones and the Bad album and stuff. So. Yeah, no, that was a dope one. Then we finished it off with Sir I Boo. I'm the Peacemaker.
I Boo!
Cats probably maybe have heard of dude. He gets shouted out a lot on those old tracks about like Big Daddy Kane and stuff like that. He was one of the original 5%er rhymers. And he was really also one of the first members of the Wu-Tang, like real, just like rep Staten Island type of thing.
Is that right?
Yeah. He had a song he was doing, a crew called Divine Force. And if you listen to it, it's like Ghostface on, what's that song? Mighty Healthy, like, takes a whole bunch of lines from him on that one.
Oh,
and
shit.
He gives a shout, like, on Ice Cream when he says, well, let's go walk these dogs. That was from Sir I Boo, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, no, see, he was one of the older gods back then. He was shouted out Melquan Shabazz, who also got shouted out by all those, you know, East Coast 5%ers on, like, every single track and stuff like that. So, he was one of the OGs. He's one of the older gods, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and a straight, him rhyming over, cool in the gang, NT. Might have been some more Funky Drummer thrown in there. We played another song of Funky Drummer on there, Magnificent Jazzy Jeff. Just straight up, you know, had the Funky Drummer drums on it. So, we hope you've been enjoying this, you know, installment of the Head Rush. Lots of 80s, lots of obscure artists.
Yummy.
I wanted to give one more shout out to my man, Talib Ali, Talib Castro. My homeboy out there doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
What up, Talib?
What's up? Shout out to my man, Malik. You know, hopefully coming back to life soon. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Malik?
And I'm trying to think of anybody else we can just say what's up to. Like I said, we hope you enjoy these 80s shows. Like I said, a lot of these dudes, like I said, not really particularly known, so we can't give you all that good backstory and banter and stuff and going off on lines and stuff like that. But, you know, we figure that the music is solid enough to keep the thing going. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a learning experience.
Exactly. And I think we are going to... Okay, so we're going to finish this one up with... Probably you guys don't remember it, but I was talking to JB.
Remember it.
Yeah, you know, you don't remember the song I'm going to say, though.
No, but I remember
We played Style Wars by Hijack, and we were talking about, you know, UK MCs during the late 80s and the early 80s and stuff. And we said, oh, yeah, Derek B. So I was like, okay, yeah, next time we do an 80s show, I'm going to play some Derek B.
Ah, yes.
Lo and behold, so I'm going to play Bullet From a Gun by Derek B. So it's a long one, but it's Hey, dude, tracks are like that. Motherfuckers would kick, like, four verses and have long-ass scratching bridges and stuff like that. With, like, the DJ would get theirs. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, this will be dope. This will be dope. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want need to say. Next time, we'll... Well, no, I think we did pretty good this time.
So, with what?
Just the whole show.
Yeah, you know? We had fun.
Exactly. So, this is Derek B., Bullet From A Gun. And yeah, like I said, just love those 80s stacks. And I wish more people would do this stuff like this. I went and saw it. That was what I was going to say.
Well, if more people did it, we'd be out of a job.
Yeah, well.
Or anyway, out of a Sunday afternoon.
I was going to say, what's it called? You know, the one show I went to, I was just going to say this earlier. The one show I went to a couple weeks back was Cut Chemist and Edon and my man Mr. Liff and Patton Locke. And it was dope because those dudes had a real kind of 80s sensibility to their stuff. And lots of times it was them interacting with the DJ. You know, so a lot of times the DJ's using Serato, like most DJs do. But some of the time, Edon was, you know, doing it all live, turntable to turntable. Actually, there was a dude who spun 45s the entire time for his DJ set.
That's bad.
Yeah, and then Edon was doing turntable to turntable. In fact, on one point... people don't realize how difficult he was. He was rhyming with one hand on the mic, and the other hand he was mixing two records. So like he was doing it over, you know, mixing the record and panning it over just the drum break. You know what I'm saying? Just like making sure the drum break kept on continuing. So he's up there with his headphone on one ear and holding the mic and just having to go back and forth with it. It was insane.
That's sick.
Yeah. And then, you know, just a lot of mixing on it. And then he did some weird stuff, like broke out a theremin and started playing the...
I liked the theremin.
It's ill. So, I, you know, should have brought this up earlier, but it just popped into my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad we made it on there with it.
Word, word, word. So, okay, anyway, yes, this is Derek B., Bullet From A Gun. I think the album was called... You Own The Tape. I did
Bullet
not know...
Bullet From A Gun.
That was the name of the album, was Bullet From A Gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, real British UK, real Run DMC Public Enemy type influence, just... hard rock sound. So just be prepared. So Derek B., the UK, Bullet From A Gun. This has been the Head Rush. I've had fun. You've had fun, sir?
I've had a great time.
Exactly. Shout out to everyone, and we love you, all of you.
Always.
Peace.
Peace.
First, there was a dream. Now, there is reality.
My name is Q, Easy Q.
Who is number one?
I am number one.
Light. We came to party, not to fight. So the fridge gets raided through and tenants gone. The
you having fun?
Yeah, footage from a gun.
You sure gonna get some. Who's number one?
Footage from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, footage from a gun.
You sure gonna get some. Word.
To see an MC battle. Hot sunny day, skeezers like cattle. The EL posse all over the place. Like government agents, no time to waste. Standing in the corner with my arms crossed. Laughing at the rapper who just lost. Sucker take a nap, and I guess it's kinda funny. Cause he's rapping for nothing while I'm making the money. Yumma comes over and asks me what he has to do to get all the way to the top. I said, I'm a funky junkie of the hip hop sound. I take the shit serious, no messing around. My rhyme's like a bull, and oh so strong. I wear the freshest clothes like Louis Vuitton. I get to jams early, you get there late. Then set up code ambush on the 808. I'm a pro, bro, and when it's time to go, I make sure I let the people know who's running the show. When I'm on the mic, I make sure I rock the rave. Make the girlies go crazy, throw their panties on stage. One more thing while you're listening, son. Make sure the rap's delivered like a bullet from a gun. Who's number one?
Bullet from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, bullet from a gun.
You sure gonna get some. What's that? Who's number one?
Bullet from a gun.
My posse having fun?
Yeah, bullet from a gun.
You sure gonna get some.